From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, November 14th. Coming up, we'll hear from a trans man in Champaign without a church he can truly call home. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Cook County Health Department is teaming up with a statewide healthcare nonprofit group to improve access to reproductive care. The Illinois Contraceptive Access Now Network, or ICANN, is a statewide initiative aimed at eliminating barriers for people needing birth control and emergency contraception like the Plan B pill. Israel Rocha Jr. is CEO of the Cook County Health Department. He says the goal is to reach as many people as possible to inform them about their options.
Despite Illinois being a leader in reproductive care services, a study by ICANN showed that only 1 in 5 women were counseled about their birth control options, and about 500,000 people in Illinois do not have coverage for birth control.
ICANN works with healthcare providers across Illinois to offer free or low-cost birth control and same-day access. Bradley University President Stephen Standiford denies issues with banks or loans are the driving force behind looming academic cuts.
We will manage the relationship with the banks as we need to manage the relationship with the banks. The driver behind the decisions we're making today fundamentally is, are we satisfying the needs and interests of today's students? And I am such a strong advocate that if you do that well, the finances will take care of itself.
Standiford did say the university's $13 million operational deficit caught the attention of the university's banking partners, and that they do expect changes to address the situation. He says the university's financial troubles do seem to have cropped up rapidly due to a lag effect caused by the pandemic. The cuts are expected to take effect by the end of the year. The Fighting Illini host the number 4 overall Marquette Golden Eagles tonight at State Farm Center. Illinois is rated as the 23rd best team in the nation and will look to stay undefeated against the Golden Eagles. Today's contest is part of the Gavitt Tip-Off Games, which features teams in the Big Ten and Big East conferences. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m. and will be televised on FS1. Still to come, we'll hear from a trans man living in Champaign without a church he can truly call home. That story is next on 217 Today.
In the final season of the beloved series Doc Martin, a full year has passed since Martin relinquished his medical license. Now, his wife Louisa tends to patients in her new career as a child counselor while he takes care of their 2 young children. The lingering question is, will he return to the medical profession? Friends of WILL can binge season 10 with Passports starting November 1st, which is a full month before its official premiere. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
National Transgender Awareness Week is a way to increase understanding about trans people and the issues they face. It's why IPM News is talking to those on the front lines of the fight in our series Flights and Freedoms. A long-standing struggle for many in the trans community is the conflict they feel between their identities as queer people and their faith within Christian denominations, including the Catholic Church. As IPM's Owen Henderson reports, that's left a trans man in Champaign without a church he can truly call home.
Harrison Price remembers when he first started feeling unwelcome in the Catholic Church.
In the bulletin, there was a big note that had an image, like, you know, bathroom sign type image of a man and a woman holding hands.
It was 2015 when the Supreme Court was considering a case about marriage equality.
And it was like, same-sex marriage is not God's way, like one man, one woman is right. That was the first time when I was like, I felt that dread.
Though Price hadn't fully come to understand his gender identity, he knew he wasn't straight.
Like, seeing that sort of hateful message, at least for me, really reinforced the idea that, like, not only are there people in general who are not safe here, but I'm not safe here.
And that started Price's journey away from his Catholic upbringing in Missouri. For a time, he rejected religion, but after moving to Champaign-Urbana in 2021, he tried a different branch of Christianity.
They've just said, I didn't think that this was possible.
That's Reverend Leah Roberts Moser of Community United Church of Christ in Champaign.
I didn't think it was possible for me to be who I am, who God created me to be, who I have always known myself to be, and for me to be part of a community of faith.
Since 1996, CUCC has publicly advocated for LGBTQ+ acceptance. Roberts Moser also conducts blessings for people choosing new names to align with their gender identities.
It's so powerful to get to preside at that kind of ritual, to be able to invoke the same sort of words that are in the baptism liturgy, to be able to ask, by what name shall we call you?
Though Price is an active member of CUCC, he feels conflicted because he thinks of himself as a Catholic.
But I think the social messages and the general attitudes of a lot of Catholic communities are very harmful to me and to a lot of people who I care about.
But one church is attempting to change things without waiting for the Vatican. Reverend Eileen Mathey leads the beloved inclusive Catholic community in Urbana.
I mean, it feels like a bit of a trap because the church will say, we love you just the way you are. And once we get you here, we hope you'll change.
Formed in 2021, Beloved advertises itself as being open to all, which includes having an open communion table, a trait not shared by traditional parishes. These factors, combined with Mathey being a woman priest, mean the church is not part of the local archdiocese.
We consider ourselves to exist sort of on the margins of the inside of the church.
And while they welcome the trans community, the National Conference of Bishops in the U.S. does not accept the idea of gender transitions.
So we don't forgo our identity as Roman Catholics, but we do believe that we are called to stand against injustice within the church.
But last week, the Vatican announced that it would be permissible for transgender people to be baptized or be godparents, as long as doing so didn't cause scandal or confusion. Mathey says that while the statement leaves a lot to be desired and raises unresolved questions, it is still a step forward. But Price doesn't see it that way.
It's like not up for you to decide if you're causing a scandal or not. It's up for people who are historically against you and will do everything to find a loophole, essentially, to exclude you.
Unless someone is converting to Catholicism as an adult, he says most trans Catholics have already been baptized as babies and that the proclamation doesn't make any real changes.
To hear people just praise this sort of thing as progressive, it is like a slap in the face.
The Catholic Church is also in the midst of conducting a multi-year synod, where they consider topics facing the entire denomination, like whether LGBTQ+ Catholics will be welcomed. Though the process will continue until next year, the most recent report, released at the end of October, only vaguely mentions identity and sexuality among a list of other unresolved issues. The Archdiocese of Peoria, which includes Champaign-Urbana, did not respond to requests for comment. I'm Owen Henderson, IPM News.
Our series Flights and Freedoms continues on Thursday when we hear from the first openly trans member of a school board in Illinois and in the country. You can also find stories on our website, ipmnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 62 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Tim Shelley, Colin Highslope, and Owen Henderson. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.